This is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart, with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hello, Kippy.
Hey, everybody. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Hard Feelings podcast.
No, I do the intros here.
No, I'm doing it this
No,
week.
No, you're not doing it.
I'm doing it this week.
I'll lose it.
No, I'm doing it because it bothers you.
No, you're
hey,
not.
Everybody, welcome back to the Hard Feelings podcast. I am your host, Kevin Kippy James Ryan, and that sinister left is the one, the only, the fat...
H. Foley.
Hey, buddy, how are you this week?
Hello, Kevin.
Somebody's a little bitter. I hijacked the intro to the show right there.
Lukewarm intro right there, huh? That's not winning any Grammys.
Yeah, you got a lukewarm haircut over there, pal.
I had to do it for a part, man. Yeah. I had to do it for a part.
I think I'd use another part. Kippy's eating up!
That shirt's not. Ooh, anyway, guys, welcome back to the Hard Feelings
podcast. You can't just redo my fucking intro.
Well, that's what just happened.
Nope. Welcome, everybody. Foley, how's your week been?
Kevin, what's going on? Good Kevin? To see you. Thanks for coming by.
No.
Here on the Hard Feelings podcast.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Happy to have you back. This is the fourth episode?
Third episode.
Third episode. Thanks.
Some host you are.
I had to kick it over to my producer real quick.
Who is you?
Who is you, my fat friend?
This is episode number 3 of the Hard Feelings.
Yes,
podcast.
Thanks, everybody. Coscarelli's over there ready to put a gun in his mouth.
I'll tell you this, Kevin.
As the host of the show, tell me.
If you like. By the way, thanks for having me.
Glad you can make the time to come in.
If you enjoy podcasts that leave you feeling good, feeling happy, if you like, puppy dogs and ice cream. And
this ain't the one for you!
This ain't the one! This is all about the hard feelings, Kevin. Taking it personal for the psychopaths, the guys that can't let it go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. We're just going to have a bunch of lunatics who listen to this thing. I don't know. That was showing up at our houses and shit. I don't need that.
This is Jerry from Bayonne.
And I'm taking it personal. Hey, listen, Jerry.
Just want to say I really enjoy the podcast.
Yeah.
But that's what we want. We're setting up a hotline as we speak.
I mean, that's still we're still talking about
that. No, I talked to management.
We got to run that by corporate.
That they said it was all set and ready to go.
I will not host a show that has a hotline. No, I'm joking. We'll look into it. I mean, we're
212 number we got. 555.
Is this true?
5555.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, but I don't want to launch a fucking I don't want to launch a hotline and then no one calls in and we got to make up fake voicemails.
Well, it's not
hey,
a problem.
This is Tammy from This is Tammy from Toledo.
No, we're going to
have my husband's a real big jerk.
What I'd like to do, okay, this is my vision as an artist.
Hamburgers. All right. For everybody. A world full of hamburgers.
They would be cheeseburgers. Anybody who gets a hamburger, that's something that bothers me. When somebody gets a hamburger and not a cheeseburger, that's a fucking jerk-off move. And by the way, you're looking at me, I can tell you're a hamburger guy. Oh. You a hamburger guy, Kippy?
No, I'm a cheeseburger guy.
What kind of cheese?
It depends where I am.
All right, thanks for coming by.
I like a nice Munster.
Oh, get the fuck out of here with Munster.
It's Munster, you dummy.
No, it's not. It's Munster.
It's Munster.
It's a U.
Hey, listen, Eddie Munster.
Eddie Munster. Anyway, my vision, okay, is to have a hotline where people can call in and leave a message anonymously. Okay, say something bad happens at work, somebody pisses you off, somebody cuts you off. Rather than taking that rage out on the world, you could take it out on the fucking Hard Feelings hotline. Ooh, it even's got a ring to it. You leave the message, you say what happened, we'll talk about it on the air. If it's a real juicy one, we'll play it on the air. And we also have the email set up, thehardfeelingspod@gmail.com, where you can send in stories about, things that piss you off, things that drive you fucking crazy. Because that's what this podcast is all about.
Yeah.
Like you sitting with your fucking legs crossed is really
bothering. Well, thanks for stopping by, Foley. No. Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens in the future. I don't know.
No, we're doing it.
I mean, we'll fucking see. I'm not setting up a fucking... Because I'm going to want to have to do all the work. I'm not doing it.
You set up the phone line.
Oh, my God. Put that sweatshirt back on.
Speaking of hard feelings, huh?
For the listener, Foley's wearing a snow camo t-shirt. And he looks like Mount Everest.
You know
is
what,
there
man?
A Sherpa on your back?
You know, when I was rehearsing for the play, all right, running now off-Broadway at the Lion Theater, Agnes is the play, running from...
That thing's, that thing's got a little bit of G's on it, I'll tell you that much.
That thing's fantastic. Love it. But when I was rehearsing with them for the 2 months getting ready for the play, nobody made fun of me there.
When about other, what?
About anything. My shirt.
Yeah, because they don't fucking, they don't like you.
Yeah,
they
do.
Want nothing to do with
they
you.
They just, you see, as artists, you don't get this. As artists, all right, thanks for coming by the way. As artists, people respect that. And they like when people dress different.
Dress different? What do you, I mean, that's not different.
Yeah, it is. This is my style.
Which, okay. This is the thing that pisses me off about you.
Go ahead.
You think you just wear whatever's available. Whatever fits you, whatever's available, that shirt, you did not wake up one day and you're like, you know what, I need a snow camo t-shirt that I can wear 9 days in a row. You never fucking said that, and then you try to play it off like you're cool.
I saw it, I bought the shirt, I liked the shirt, and I wear it, so that's my style.
You didn't
style.
Like that shirt. No one's ever liked that shirt. The guy who made the shirt doesn't like that fucking shirt.
That's not true. He's actually in studio with us right now.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. Fully, can you move down one seat? I want to talk to the snow camo t-shirt maker. Thanks for coming by. Have your glass of water down there.
Like this shirt. This is a cool shirt.
Yeah, it's so rad. It's totally tubular.
And I got new skinny jeans from Old Navy.
42 loose fit.
I'm down.
You're just doing bits on me right
I'm
now?
I'm not. I'm telling you. I got new. I upgraded my wardrobe. I have cool low top sneaks
cool.
on.
Cool. It looks like an old catcher's mitt. What are you talking about?
What are you talking
about?
Thing
says Rawlings on it. Is that a base? Isn't that the baseball glove?
I don't know. Chess club. Jesus Christ!
I haven't fucking
you ever
seen
kiss a
baseball
girl. What the fuck? Did you play any high school sports? You didn't. That's right.
No.
Yeah, smoking cigs and riding skateboards. Fucking nerd.
Okay, what were you doing?
I was outside getting it in, huh? Working out, finger banging chicks.
That's what you be, dude. You are such a fucking dork.
How am I a dork?
You are the epitome.
I was a three-sport varsity athlete in high school.
In the 60s. In the 60s. Anybody could play fucking varsity football back then.
It was the 90s.
You were wearing leather helmets and fucking using a sheep's head as a football.
It was the 90s, and I was right in the middle of the fucking steroids era. Never juiced once. Clean all the way. I'm serious. Everybody was juicing.
Never juiced once. Yeah. You could use a juice right now, you fat fuck.
Somebody kidneys. one of those beet blasts.
Someone flush me out real nice.
I could use
you
a good
really
cleansing.
Part of you think like you're hamming that up. I know you.
What?
But part of you thinks that you did it clean. Like you wake up in the morning.
I got no regrets.
Exactly. You wake up in the morning, you roll over.
Hey, I can hold my head high in any high school in the suburban one league.
And you roll over to your girlfriend, you're like, babe, I gave them all I got. I'm an honest man. I'm a Foley. I don't cut corners. I just eat them.
Getting ripped apart by some monster all
yeah,
juiced up.
Dude just fucking rolls through you. Yeah, whatever, dork. Oh, my God.
How was your weekend, buddy?
I wasn't stuck in high school, I'll tell you that much.
Neither was I.
I wasn't living the glory days.
I was over there on Broadway walking the boards. 10th Avenue.
Yeah.
Still.
Closer to 11th, if you want to be honest.
You know what's weird is that part of town, it's not called 9th Avenue. It's Dyer Avenue.
Yeah.
Boy, is it.
Oh, boy.
Woo, New York Times was not kind.
Oh, man. Woo, doggy.
How was your weekend?
Oh, great. Well, you know.
Be an asshole.
Thanks for stopping by. You know, I'm newly living with my lady friend. Stop looking at the people that walk by. My eye contact, fuckface.
I know, but it was Swilla. Yeah.
Who?
Guardian Angel guy. The guy started Guardian Angel. Get that guy to come in here and kick your ass.
What's that,
right
a
now.
Band? Guardian Angel. What's that? What, they play at your prom?
It's a couple of big hits in the 70s. Beat up the Puerto Rican.
What the fuck is
You don't
it?
Know what the Guardian Angels are?
That group of Marys that rolls around the streets at night?
They're not Marys.
How did you know? Wait.
Because he wears his gear.
Wait, what? Like those superheroes?
No, not those guys. You saw that documentary, those guys getting the shit kicked out of them.
Those fucking
they all get arrested.
Yeah. Talk about chess club. Those fucking fairies.
That's not nice. The Guardian Angels were a group.
I know what they are.
All right. Well, the head of the guy that started it just
walked by. How do you know him to look at him, though?
Because he's wearing the... Unless there's another Guardian Angel walking around the studio.
Wait, there's only one of them?
He's tough. No, there's a group. He started it.
I know, but how do you know he was the one that started and he wasn't just a guy? That's what I'm saying.
What? Because I know he has a radio show here. I know.
Oh, all right.
I know who
in.
I work with here at the Original Podcast Network.
OG.
That's right. The OG, baby. Hard feelings. Fucking tell me.
Yeah, no.
Kick your ass. Your fucking
you acted like
strip.
Bon Jovi walked down the hallway.
Oh, I would have lost it.
You got the same haircut.
I would have slid
you
off.
And, you and your feathered bangs.
I would have slid off this stool. Hello.
Mr. Jovi. running down the hallway, you got your titties out.
He signs my tits. I was always more of a Richie Sambora man. He got all the broads.
Oh.
He got the chicks.
That boy can shred, woo! By the way. Whee! A couple of screaming memes in there.
Who would you rather hang out with, Axl Rose or Slash? Slash hook up.
What year?
Your good H.
What year?
Definitely. You think I want to hang out with them now? Probably a bunch of old farts doing hot yoga and shit. The fucking 80s. Appetite for destruction.
You got an appetite for destruction.
This kid's hot. Woo! Where'd they get him?
I'm the host of the show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it over here at the Hard Feelings Podcast.
That's right. I saw that email that you accidentally sent to me about your landlord.
Oh, yeah, this fucking jerk off. Hey, if you're listening, Chad, the place is great. I love it. The rent's going to be there on the 3rd.
Ooh.
No, so we moved in. This is a thing. I don't pay attention.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not. Kippy Smith! I don't pay attention to details ever. I'm not a details man.
I've seen your hair. Okay.
What the? What? Oh, I'm so fucking mad at you. My hair looks good, by the way. I bought thickening shampoo filled with caffeine.
That's what they put in it?
Yeah.
Hair keeps standing up.
It's like I got electrocuted.
Can't sleep at night.
I'm glowing.
Your hairs are up reading.
No, so I don't pay attention to detail. So I got the place. I signed the lease. There's no outlets in the. There's no outlets
that's
in my.
That's not a detail. That's fucking.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just like.
That should be a basic.
I know, but.
There's no outlets.
No, they're in the apartment. There isn't. I'm not living like we're Amish. What the fuck? Hey, Jebediah.
Building the fireplaces?
Yeah. No, there's no outlets in my bedroom.
That is. Is there a window in there?
There's a window, and that raises the. So now the window in there is cracked. I noticed when I moved in, it was cracked.
Single pane, what do you got?
Single pane SPs.
Ugh,
yeah, no Krypton gas, I'll tell you that much.
Yikes.
Single pane aluminum, not good. So it cracked. And I'm easy because like in my head I'm like, I know I'm gonna fuck up at some point. I need credit from the landlord because I know at some point I'm gonna be behind the eight ball on rent and be like, hey, yeah, I looked the other way on that window business. Let me slide a couple of days.
So you didn't say anything about it when you moved in?
No, so I did. So I was like, hey, listen, FYI, the window's cracked. And he goes, oh, I know. We're ordering it. It'll be here like the first week of the year. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Where the fuck are you ordering from?
I'm like, and you don't give me the heads up? Like, hey, well, you have to order the window. Yeah, because they're
saw
they're
you all... coming a mile away. No outlets, cracked windows.
Yeah, right. Give it to the big-headed guy. His eyes can't. All right. So I said, all right. What? I was like, hey, whatever, man. It's not like letting cold. It's just like a thin hairline crack, but it's down the whole thing. We were scared to open it, you know, to open it. I don't want to open it and like try to close it and it gets fucking, it shatters and then we're fucked. It was in the middle of that cold spur.
I love that. You got the trash bag.
Oh, God, man. That's so trashy. My dad did that one time. We had a Jeep and I guess, I don't know, did the window like got stuck down?
Oh, yeah. We had that too.
Yeah. Well.
On the windshield.
Oh, my God. You're such a fucking white trash hack. You might be a Foley if you...
You ever been driving down the highway and the trash bag gets in your eyes?
You might be a Foley. You stink.
My parents wanted comp tickets for the play, too. They wouldn't pay for them.
Yeah, because they're trash. Your family is fucking trash.
My family is not trash. My father did wear sweatpants to the play.
It's all that fits anymore. They were painted on, probably.
It's cargo sweats. Real classy.
Does he wear cargo sweats?
Yeah.
Keeps candy in the cargo.
They come with candy in the cargo.
All right.
All right. So your shitty apartment. Go.
It's not shitty. You saw it. It's
you
nice.
You have no outlets.
That doesn't mean it's shitty.
Doesn't mean it's good.
I never said that. I just
think
said
Jeter's apartment doesn't have outlets?
What's it with these scales of yours? I got in a fight with you the other day talking about a project you did, and I'm like, yeah, I gave it one little critique, and you're like, well, then I guess it's garbage. Like, it either has to be the best thing in the world or it's shit. There's no in-between with you. It's either a shithole or Jeter's place.
Right.
Yeah, okay. And you live in Jeter's place?
Mattingly, at least.
Let you sit in that one.
Ooh, it's nice in here.
So the guy says, hey, listen. I said, hey, the window's fucked up.
First of all, can I just say the name of your landlord?
Sure.
His name's Chad. It's a very suspect name for a landlord in Washington Heights, New York. Chad. When I think of Chad, I think of, yo, dude, we're hanging out.
Yeah, no, you should think of Jewish Chad.
Chad?
Yeah, Chad's
I've
a Jewish
I've never
name.
Met a Jewish guy named Chad.
You never went to Council Rock South in the year 2005.
L'chaim!
L'chaim, Mr. Weiser!
Chad.
Yeah.
Nah, okay.
Multiple Chads.
I'll take your word for
couple
it.
Of hanging Chads. What year was that? 2000, I don't know.
Hanging Chads.
Yeah, from Florida, the election, hanging Chads. That's what they were called.
What's a hanging Chad?
Were you just on that much coke in the 90s? You don't remember?
No.
Coscarelli, do you know the term hanging
don't
Chad?
Don't bring him into this. He's not even mic'd up. Plus, he's busy.
Shut up.
Well, that's rude.
Hanging Chad from the election in Florida. In 2000.
Oh, when the little piece didn't rip off of the ballot.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thought that was chode.
That's what you have, my friend.
Yeah, I don't have a chode. I think chodes are gross.
Yeah.
Little shorts. That's what you got.
I wish.
Little weeble wobble dick.
I'm inverted. Still waiting for mine to drop.
Chad is your landlord.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't think I would have took the apartment if my landlord's name was Chad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right.
What's your landlord's name?
Tommy.
Yeah, okay. You just made that up on the fly. It's probably Kung Pao Chicken or something out in Astoria.
What are you talking about?
You just did.
That's his name.
All right, his name's Chad. What do you want me to do? Not take the apartment?
I don't know. Get a couple outlets.
Yeah, I know. We got tap on lights on the wall.
You do? With the
clap on.
You got battery operated lights?
No.
What are you camping? It fucking stinks. Oh,
does it give me shit in the woods? Yeah, let me get through this.
All right.
So there I am, being cool. Mm-hmm. And so he says the window's gonna... I have the shittiest luck when it comes to this. And I'm trying not to fucking lose it. I honestly am. Because I know I got to play cool with the window business because there's going to be time when I need that...
doesn't translate,
that resident credit. Well, I'll throw it in his face. At least it'll give me, you know, it'll buy me a day or two.
You're 6 months behind in rent. Yeah, but I didn't break your balls.
Remember that window?
I got extension cord money here. Yeah.
You didn't tell me about no outlets in the goddamn room.
Who
looks for outlets in the room? You're telling me you've walked into the room and been like, there's four outlets here.
Yes, of course.
No.
I do a lot
I
of
have
work.
Yet, why would you, have you ever walked into a room and do a lot of dildos going on?
Plug in dildos? Where do you pick those up? Huh? I can't get these headphones right on my hair.
Yeah, I think it's the hair.
It's a very Chad haircut.
I don't know what you think you're hitting with that haircut.
Buddy, you saw the play. You saw how it is. It's slicked back. I'm supposed to be the remnants of, like, you know, the right. You know what I mean? Like, I was just, my parents were Trump supporters, so I dyed my hair to kind of look like Trump. You know what I mean? Agnes, check it out, Lion Theater.
Yeah.
And if,
what year does it take place in?
2047.
Yeah, all right, whatever. We can get into that. I don't want to start trashing it on the air.
It's a fantastic play.
There's no reason it needs to take place in 2047, though. They're right. Like, let me check my iPhone 12. Like, there's no, whatever.
Hey, Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 75.
What? What's that, the fruit stand across the street? The produce guy?
Listen, let's get back to your no outlets apartment, all right? No outlet. You got the sign hanging at the front door that says no outlet?
Where would I plug it in?
Don't be an asshole, Foley. Where would I plug it in?
Let's live in reality here, will we? So I can't break his ball. So he goes, hey, it'll be, you know, the first week.
Is it fixed now?
Wait.
Okay. Well, you've been there a while.
That's what I'm losing.
That's why I got the hard feelings.
They're hard. So he's like, all right. Hey, we're waiting on it, and then we go, like, we wait for the first week of January. I don't hear mum's the word from fucking Chad and company.
Okay.
So I shoot him a message like, hey, and I got the girl nagging me. Window, window. We can't open the window. We can't air out the room. Nothing. I'm farting. She's queefing.
Can't she make the call? You know what? That really bothers me.
I'm on the lease. She's not on the lease.
She can still make a call. Hey, this is the big head's guy's girlfriend.
You know the big head in 44?
Well, I'm his girlfriend.
So...
God, it sucks when the pressure comes from fucking multiple places.
She's
from
not,
multiple angles.
I mean, she's not. I mean, she nags me, but she's not nagging me about that. And it's more of just like I don't care. It's not a. I don't care about it in my head.
I don't give a shit either.
Exactly. It could be cracked, and I could have never sent an email to begin with. I would have been like, "Oh, my window's cracked. Okay, I'll just never
take $100 off the rent every month."
Yeah, I will not negotiate with terrorists. So I gotta hit him up. Like, hey, and he's like. Oh, yeah, shit, it came in and we...
Said shit?
No. Jesus, what are you, fucking fact-checking me? Jesus Christ, yes and.
Oh, yeah. Get Sandy Huckabee in here.
He's like, no, he gave me some warehouse story. Like, it was buried behind the guy missed
something.
Yeah, it's
always at the fucking warehouse.
No, it was, like, in his warehouse. It got delivered, but somebody put it in.
He's got his own warehouse?
I don't fucking know.
It's pretty good.
Just let me get through it. Jesus Christ. Hard feelings. So I'm like, let me just, so he goes, all right, yeah, when works for you? And I'm like, it works. And my girl works.
You got to be there?
My girl works from home. And I don't have to be there. I could have left the key with the thing.
And you don't mind if he comes in when the girl's there?
No.
Okay. Some dude named Chad rolling around?
I don't have the insecurities that you have, my friend.
Well, never let that happen.
Don't look at the mailman.
Tommy's a good looking dude, too. Tommy!
So I'm like, all right. So we set it up, right? This is now... He doesn't tell me that the window's fucking broken. So he would have never fucking fixed it. He didn't tell me the window was broken.
Of course.
I gotta get on him to be, hey, the window's broken. He goes, oh my God, yeah, we ordered it. It'll be there in a couple of weeks. Then he doesn't
turn a light on
to
check it.
He doesn't tell me that it came in. I gotta hit him up again. Oh yeah, fuck, it's sitting here. We got it. How about next Thursday? Sure. Oh, we can't do it. It's too cold. How about next whatever? So he pushes,
too cold?
So he pushes
it back.
That's the point. He pushes it back to last week, right? So he shows up last week. We set it up. Boom. I go, hey, yeah, you can come at like 9 o'clock. He goes, oh, we don't do appointment times because like emergencies happening 9 to 1. I'm like, all right, show up 9 to 1.
9 to 1?
Yeah, like they're
the
fucking
cable
Time
company?
Warner or some shit. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, cool. They own a bunch of buildings. So I go, all right.
Hey, good for them, huh?
Yeah, Chad. So he goes, the guy shows up with the window.
Chad shows up with the window.
No, Chad's the... The dispatch. Chad doesn't get his hands dirty.
He's
right?
The money man. He's the idea guy. Puts it together.
Yeah. Hey, Hector, you go do the window.
He handles
Chad's
the
Chad's in the office.
Chad handles the lies.
Yeah. Chad's too busy sending me bullshit emails all day to fix the window.
Probably blamed Hector, didn't he?
Yeah.
Fucked up.
So, listen. So he goes in last week, or maybe even 2 weeks ago, and he goes, guy shows up with the window, wrong fucking window. Guy brings the wrong window. They installed my window in a neighbor's apartment. So the guy goes, hey, you're never going to believe this. The window's in 82B. We're going to take the window out of 82B. I guess fuck 82B. Give them the Dan Ryan trash bag.
All right. Well, if you have to take it, take it.
They're going
to
install that in my place.
They all just for a fucking piece of glass?
Yeah. So listen. So then it's set for today.
Okay.
Right?
So Chad's coming.
I forget Chad even exists. I don't give a fuck about Chad or this goddamn window. My girlfriend, being that she knows people are coming, and like, so she's like, hey, can you confirm if Chad's coming today? I said...
She puts on a nice dress, a little makeup.
Yeah, a little... Oh, yeah.
Leaves the door cracked.
Yeah, so...
Puts the red light on.
Baby, you already have a robe on. Get out of here. Get out of here, four-eyed.
Is that baby oil?
So... So I go, all right, so I go to hit him up, and I open up my email, I got an email from him, and I'm like, this, Chad,
preemptive email.
Yeah,
never
he
good.
Doesn't, Chad, I've been chasing this fucking guy, now all of a sudden he's emailing me on day of install? Something's fishy, my friend. Something's fishy in the state of Washington Heights. Is that the same?
No.
Okay. thanks for the yes end. We don't have Siobhan here to fucking make fun of. You gotta play along.
Delete that. Go ahead.
Beep it. Bleep.
Go ahead.
So he goes, hey, my installer's got the flu today.
Come on, Chad. Come on, man. with this fucking bullshit.
Yeah. So then he goes, how about tomorrow? I can't do tomorrow. So
oh, it's
going to
be better tomorrow? On the 24-hour flu?
He goes,
huh? Who's this guy got?
He goes, bearing that he's feeling up to the challenge.
Oh.
I said, fuck you and your goddamn challenge. I want out.
And I got no rent.
Yeah. But I got to let it play because the first is in a couple of days. Kippy's a little tight.
Really?
Oh, hey.
Do you pay your rent on the first or on the fifth? Do you take those extra couple days?
No, the guy was pretty straight, pretty cutting. I can take that couple days. I haven't yet because the guy's like.
Legally, you're allowed to take.
Legally, you're allowed.
You got till the 15th.
The 5th.
Sure. That's what I said.
Yeah.
You got till the next month. Yeah, you have till the 5th.
Is that why you wear the camo shirt so you can hide from your landlord? Babe, don't move. He's at the door.
All the wallpaper in my house is the same thing. Just lean up against the wall. Do you know where that comes from?
That's why you dyed your hair.
Do you know?
You're trying to throw him off the scent. I did not pay my rent.
Hey, excuse me, sir. Do you know why it's the 5th?
Government checks.
Government checks. Social Security doesn't come there till the 5th.
Yeah.
I used to.
Are you waiting on your check?
No, I used to. I knew a couple of guys.
I used to wait by the mailbox.
No, but that's a big thing. People rob the mailman.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. My uncle was a mailman in the city.
And he robbed people's Social Security checks?
No, he used to get
exclusive right here.
This just in.
The Ryans.
No, people
are
used to. He used to carry a knife on him because people would try to fucking, take the, steal the mailbags, I guess. I don't know.
That's professional. That's what you want, your mailman with a knife on him. He's like, why don't you carry a gun like a gentleman? A knife.
In his boot?
What the fuck? A knife.
He wants to feel it. He's
you had to kill somebody.
He's been in Nam. He don't fuck around.
A knife. Would you want to use
a knife?
Dude,
Nam and Postal Service, that guy's going to lose it. That's why he wants a knife.
He's our number one fan.
He wants to hear it.
He'll be our first call.
Yeah, him. Kippy, stop talking shit. I know where you live.
I would never want to have to use a knife.
Yeah, no shit. I couldn't. I couldn't use a knife or a gun.
You couldn't? What if somebody was hurting somebody that you love? If Coscarella jumped over and was attacking me and you had a knife and he was going to kill me, I was like, Kippy's going to kill me.
Mum's the word. You turn into the Kippy Ryan show, everybody.
You get me a new window. I'll keep quiet.
Yeah, so the window's all fucked up. I don't know what's happening. She's on my back. I got Chad giving me the runaround. You're ugly.
What are you doing about the no sockets? Can't you get a socket put in?
Who am I, fucking Tim Taylor? What the fuck? Get a socket put in?
On the new episode
of
this shit.
Rewiring a pre-war building? What are you, nuts?
A new episode of this shitty apartment?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You can't get a... How are you going to live there?
I've been doing
it. Sockets? So what do you have, an extension cord running in?
No, it's not Heckinger's.
Heckinger's? Oh, that's a deep cut right there. Holy shit. You had like a 3-block radius to get that one. Heckinger's. It's an old hardware store in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah, you had to live in Oxford Valley for that one to hit home.
Heckinger's. My mom used to spend way too much time at Heckinger's on the Saturday.
She liked the lumber guy.
She likes the smell of paint. So what?
Oh, there's Patty in aisle 22 again. You look down, she's huffing spray paint.
It's fucked up. How do you charge your phone at night?
I don't, Foley. I'm fucking unraveling over here.
And what, do you guys just go to bed in the dark?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Oh, that's fucking weird. I can't do that shit.
What?
No. You just go in the room. All right, so you say, let's go to bed. You guys go in the room, turn the light off, and you shut the door?
You got phones and stuff.
But how are you sitting there? How are you not freaking out watching your phone at night?
Wait, what?
When it's not charging.
You're watching your phone in the middle of the... Wait, what?
I use my phone as an entertainment device at night.
Yeah, it's where you watch your dirty videos and tug on your root.
Watch my skin flicks and touch my chode. Boink, 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 boink.
You have to flick your chode?
Have you ever jerked off while you were in bed with your girlfriend?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
She's jerking off another guy.
Getting crowded in here, huh?
I'll do me.
Nah, you guys are having fun. This is what it's all about. Huh? I love you. I love you too. Not you.
It's the landlord. That's how you can pay on the 15th.
takes a crack at the old lady.
Your girlfriend's going to have some hard feelings when she hears this.
Listen, when I go to bed at night, okay, you're so comfortable in the studio here, Kevin.
It is my studio.
It's true, it is. You are the host of the show. When I go to bed at night,
yeah,
okay, I brush my teeth.
Sure about that?
Brush my hair. No, what do you mean? Somebody asked me the other day if I floss. Who doesn't floss? I floss twice a day. Twice a day I floss.
Yeah, with...
Fuck. Twizzlers.
Licorice Rover. What's it called?
Twizzlers.
Yeah, no, but there's
Pull-aparts?
The pull-aparts? That's a generic bullshit your mom used to buy. No, Nerds Rope. Licorice Rope.
Nerds Rope.
No.
Red Vines.
Lace.
Lace.
Cherry Lace?
Cherry Lace.
Right in.
It's your mom's stripper name, Cherry Lace. Okay, that wasn't a good one. I'll take the mulligan on that.
Yeah. Whatever.
When I go to bed at night, okay, I brush my teeth, all right?
Clean your trunk.
Ah, Jesus Christ. Cackling like a couple of hyenas. Two grown men who can't get enough of each other. Yeah. Listen to me. I brush my teeth.
Okay.
All right.
Clean your tusks.
Take my shoes off. Put my shoes on. Get in bed.
Or shoes.
And either we watch a movie together, a scary movie. She likes to watch scary movies at night.
What is she, a witch?
No. We like to watch scary movies. And we snuggle up and watch scary movies.
Yeah.
Or... I watch my shows, my programs, on my Hulu. I watch Seinfeld a lot, and she watches her show. But we have fucking outlets with lamps next to our beds and shit like that where we can go in, get comfortable, turn the fan on, turn the humidifier on. She has her lamp on. It's nice, low light. The cat snuggled up at the end of the bed. We're relaxing.
What's a cat have to do with an outlet?
Huh?
What's a cat have to do with an outlet?
Who do you think put him in? Huh? The cat put him in. No, what do you mean? That's just a scene. I'm setting up a nice scene, all right? Not your fucking vacuum space room with the fucking broken window and the no lights.
Vacuum space room?
Yeah, because it's dark. Space is dark. Come on, stay with me, all right?
You're going to host the show. I mean, come on.
What are you doing here?
No, what are you talking about? I mean, yeah, we were on our phones for like 10 or 15 minutes before we go to bed.
And then what do you do with your phone?
It goes next to me.
How does it go next to you?
I just lay it on the fucking thing next to me.
Without a charger?
Or it's charging out in the fucking thing.
And how do you get up in the morning?
She gets up before me and she wakes me up.
How does she get herself up in the morning? Does she
the phone doesn't die in 8 hours.
And then you get up and you got no juice to start the day?
She works. She's at home. And that's a problem because I forget to take my charger to work sometimes, so I get to work and then my phone's
dead.
And
you got nothing.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's a problem, but it's not like fucking great.
And when you don't have a lamp, so you go in there, it's just dark, and you just lay down.
There's
and
a
go
fucking
to sleep.
Light on the ceiling.
A battery operated one.
No, what? A battery?
Oh, you have a light in there.
Yes.
Oh,
you've
all
seen
right.
It at nighttime. You've been in my apartment. Did anything seem weird to you?
Well, I mean, a couple of things. I don't know if you wanted to air it on the thing.
On the thing?
Yeah, on the podcast here. On the original podcast network, Hard Feelings.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody, to the Hard Feelings podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Ryan. You all know my fat sidekick, H. Foley. Hiya. A boing.
You had a weird bowl of fruit that bothered me.
Fruit tends to bother people your size.
It was looking at me funny. No, you had a banana.
But it's not in rolled up form. You don't know what to do with it.
Oh, remember fruit roll ups?
Yeah, I just mentioned them. You fucking asshole.
You are a sassy host, I'll tell you that. This kid's feisty. You had a lime that looked like it had been there.
That came with the building. That was left over from one of the masons.
That's Chad's lime.
Yeah. Those Europeans, they play it fast and loose with refrigeration and expiration dates.
You leave your eggs out? Didn't you tell me that?
No, they do that over there, though. Whole continent.
Take that fucking
the whole
shit
continent,
back
you buy your eggs off.
Take that shit back to Dusseldorf.
Yeah, you buy your eggs like it's a pair of shoes.
Put them by the door.
Let me see something in a grade A.
That's weird.
Yeah, man, they're goofy. I don't know what's going on. She's like... They're like, you like pull them out of a drawer. I'm like, fuck you, put those in the freezer for a couple of minutes, ice them down.
Yeah, there was that.
Oh, my place isn't weird. What are you talking about?
I didn't, hey. It's not normal. Got no outlets.
That's normal.
No, it's not.
It looks normal. You didn't know there wasn't any outlets till I fucking told you. So how's that not normal? It looks normal to the untrained host of a podcast, I.
All right. If you say so. So when's the fucking window getting
fixed? I don't know. I pushed it back till Wednesday. But we'll see. Right. I don't know. He might have malaria or fucking tuberculosis or something by then.
The flu is going around.
Oh, is it?
What the hell was that? Talking about misplaced anger. Oh, yeah, is that right?
Yeah. Is that right, you fat dumb as shit?
Actually, yeah, statistically, it is.
It is flu season.
It was a reasonable question.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm losing it.
Well, let's hope Hector gets better. That's the best
thing. I really hope Hector pulls through in
You're
this.
You worried about him?
Yeah.
Speaking of the flu, don't touch that microphone. Now, speaking of the flu, somebody, I don't know why I keep bringing up the play.
You got swine flu? That would be the flu you get. Bird flu.
Swine flu?
Yeah.
That's not a thing. That's pigs get that.
Yeah.
No comment.
No, you can get swine flu.
No, you can't. Humans can't get swine.
Yeah, you can't have a friend that had it.
You know, sounds like a cool guy.
No, you don't remember, you know.
People aren't going to know who he is.
You know Lauren of Lauren and Phil?
I know Lauren.
Lauren had swine flu.
Really?
I think.
No, Lauren's
Zika?
Lauren's a hot girl. Hot girls don't get swine flu.
Yeah, you get them rolling around with the pigs.
What?
No, I don't know. I think she had swine flu. Right in. Hey, Laura, right in.
She did not have swine.
She did. I'm almost positive.
Very attractive young lady. Very sweet, nice lady.
Yeah, she can get sick.
No, they can't. Not swine flu. You're not getting swine flu. If you're like a pig handler in like Alabama.
No, that's not where it comes from.
Yes, it is.
These cows are crazy. Remember that Seinfeld bit?
What?
Mad cow disease. He's like, we find a way to blame it on the cows. It's not us. These cows are crazy. Check them out. Jerry Seinfeld.
However.
What?
Somebody in the play has the flu. Okay. And they sent.
I hope it's guard number one. Guy stinks.
Hey, Kevin, you got to cut that out.
He doesn't listen. You're a nice guy. Don't beat me up.
Don't be silly. Fantastic play. Everybody check it out. Running till February 11th at the Lion Theater. Anyway, somebody has the flu. Okay.
Sure.
You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. And they sent out an email to the cast saying that, hey, listen, somebody has the flu. But we got vouchers for free flu shots at Rite Aid. Okay? Are you with me? You're looking at me like you want to stab me.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to figure out what scam you tried to pull to turn this into money. How you try to make 35
bucks. Who needs two?
How you try to make 35 bucks out of this?
No. So they say in the email, if you want to, get a voucher, blah, 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 blah. But at the bottom of the email, he says, hey, I just want to let
everybody. What cast member this? Give me a role.
I'm not giving you.
Well,
anything.
Give me a size of a
role.
No,
you're over here trashing the thing.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Classy off-Broadway production. You know what the New York Times said?
They said who? Did we see what?
New York Times really like it.
Get out of here, buddy. Who let you in here?
New York Times said, uh-huh. No, very nice review. Very nice write-up. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's neither here nor there. I'm telling you fucking my story.
I'm just asking. Give me some context.
It doesn't matter. Asking. People don't know that. People out there
I
don't know
do.
That.
I do. Is it a main role? You don't have to give me the name. Is
yes,
it like-
it's one of the main roles. One of the attorneys.
One of the attorneys.
Yes.
Hmm.
Man, it's a mystery. Anyway.
I think it's Zika, if you ask me.
Anyway. Oh, that's my worst fear. It's up there, but it's not my worst fear.
I need it. My head could shrink a bit.
Your head doesn't shrink. Your kid's head would be tiny.
Hey, hold need ever he'll need any chance he gets.
Kids to get a fair shake in life.
Yeah, that kid wants to be on the up and up.
Not break your wife's hips, huh?
It's either that or I'm sending him to a fucking shrunken head doctor.
In the Congo. Go to high school in the Congo. Listen. They say
why would he go to high school in the Congo?
To learn how to shrink heads.
Why wouldn't he just go to somebody that could shrink his head instead of learning how to shrink?
Because he's going to need to do it his whole life. Yeah. And then his kid's going
to
have
it. You should go to a belly shrinker. call Jenny Craig. You should go to her high school.
Jenny Craig, that fat broad. Are you kidding me? Eating like a pig.
Dude, you're the size of a house, by the way.
A house?
Yeah.
Do I have outlets in it? That's all that matters. Wise guy. Anyway. Flu. That deserved a lot better.
No,
by the
it
way.
Didn't.
Sure it did.
I don't even know when
sure
to laugh. I didn't know when to laugh. You act like I'm being cheap with
when
the laughs over
when
here.
I stopped talking.
I've been cackling, and you're over here throwing up goose eggs.
When I stop talking, that's when you laugh.
Hey, listen,
what a good sidekick does.
Hey, listen, Dusty Rhodes. You and your Ric Flair head. You fucking stink.
I had a diet for this part, man. What do you want from me?
No one asked you to do it. You just did it. So you don't have...
Because I'm invested in my character.
All right, so
I'm
stop saying... Shut up. Stop saying you had to diet.
Well,
you
it chose... sounds a lot cooler.
Yeah, I know. I'm fucking cutting the bullshit.
Oh, well, good thing you're
this
not
is around. Hard feelings with your host, Kevin Ryan, and my sidekick, Fat Fuck Foley,
that's a
everybody.
Good thing you're not around a lot. I'm going to tell you, yeah, I had to diet for the play.
No shit, dude. You walk around like you're fucking Johnny Broadway. you're fucking Hank Ninth Ave.
I just had a picture of Johnny Broadway, what he would look like. I've been wearing the scarf, too.
I know. You act, dude, you're such an over-the-top hand job. It's not even funny.
What are you talking about?
You got the scarf, the shades. Well, then I take you out to drinks after your fucking... After your
shades. I'm not wearing shades.
You got one of those sun reflectors on the sun.
Hey, I got to keep my color right. I got to get my color right.
Sir, it's midnight. Yeah, I know, I know.
I get makeup done for it. That feels pretty good. They put you in the makeup chair, and they do it up.
Can they give you a haircut while you're there? You look like fucking gold dust.
Hey, what were you saying?
What?
You said something. Something smart.
I don't know.
Oh, my scarf. You don't like my scarf? Oh, you took me to drinks?
Oh, yeah.
I offered to pay.
Yeah, you had $9 on you. What the fuck? I'm going to take your last $9 after watching your mediocre play?
Hey.
Get the fuck out of here.
Stop that. It's a fantastic piece, man.
Yeah, so was that hair.
Had a lot of people, a lot of buyers there. It's going to maybe going up in Japan, maybe going up in San Fran. A lot going on.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
That's it. What I'm saying right now.
Yeah. They need to do a little recasting, if you ask me.
What, for me? Tubby McTubson? You kidding me? Johnny Broadway.
Yeah, I saw.
So you took me out for drinks and what?
Yeah,
we had a nice time.
You tried to buy them like you're some fucking big shot. I look over, you got like a button. you got a Chuck E. Cheese token. And you're like, I got this. I'm like, yeah, all
put
right.
Put it in the theater's account, Jerry. Yeah. Who are you?
The Lion Theater. you know how you act when you
that was a very un-Broadway bar, by the way.
Oh my god, that was
some dude got knocked out front.
I know. you know who you look like, who you act like since you've got this fucking play is
Brad Pitt.
No, a bit fatter. Isn't it sad you're Brad Pitt's age? Probably. How old's Brad Pitt? You're closer to Brad Pitt than you are to me.
Of course. Coscarelli, can you look that up for us, how old Brad Pitt is?
I bet he's 50.
You think?
Bet he's 50. Coscarelli says he's 50.
If so, you're closer to him.
No, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Nice. Yeah, right. That shirt's 22.
What?
I don't know. hey, it's your show.
What?
How much? 54.
So how old are you?
So he's 2 years younger than me.
Nice kid.
Nah,
he's a good shit, that pitch.
Just kidding, dudes. I'll be 42 in February, February 24th. Be 42 years old. 10 years comedy.
No, you whatever. Yeah, stop giving your fucking resume out. Nobody gives a fuck.
I'm just telling you.
No one asked.
10 years.
No one asked.
I thought I heard Coscarelli. Did you ask me?
No. Don't even acknowledge Jim Coscarelli. He's been icing us this whole time, this fucking...
He's doing work over there.
You fucking wop.
Chewing me, buddy. I'm closer to Brad Pitt. What about... No, I'm not. You're 32. Or 33.
I'm 31.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to argue over my age.
Let me see your driver's license.
Huh? You don't need one of those.
And your credit card.
It's the future.
I'm closer to my...
No, since you've got to play, you act like Gerald Lambo. No.
Gerald Lambo?
Lambdow?
Gerald Lambo?
The fucking professor. The professor.
The prick professor.
From Goodwill Hunting. Oh, God, it's not about the Fields Medal, Kippy.
If you want it, I'll get it for you. Bring it over.
I'll have my assistant go get it. That's
how much of a scumbag was he hitting on Brad the way he was hitting on the...
That's how you've been acting.
Unless you want to have a drink with me tonight.
Yeah, you got the fucking... You got the scarf going, the fucking pretentious foreign attitude. You got an accent for some reason.
Smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, you fucking suck ever since.
It's not true.
It is true.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Back to my story.
And I'm Matt Damon.
Matt Flamin, maybe.
What?
I don't know what that meant.
Matt Flamin? Where was that one?
It's a wrestler. I'm no good without a script.
Oh, man. Dude, I don't know where you think that joke was supposed. What in Matt Flamin was a joke?
It rhymed.
Is that it? Just, or you call me a flamer or something?
No. No, rhymed with Damon. Flamin.
Flamin. That sounds like a kid I went to college with.
Why?
The kid got too drunk the first weekend and never showed up again. This old guy next to me is looking at me.
Good times here at the Original Podcast
Network. Yeah, thanks for tuning into my show.
Hard Feelings.
Hard Feelings Podcast. You can catch us every week on
right.
iTunes, Stitcher, OGPodcastNetwork.com.
Lucky number three, me and Kippy. What we lost in the fire, we found in the ashes. Am I right, my friend?
Stop doing that.
That's a good quote.
Yes, that hair needs to go through the... That hair needs to go through a little rebirth.
My hair's
itself.
Blonde for the listener out there.
No, it's fucking... You look like a Duracell battery.
It's rusty.
Hey, Rust-Oleum. Can you turn it down?
Anyway, they sent out an email.
We're back. Oh, my God.
The guys.
Lambo, let's go.
The assistant that said the.
Jerry.
This boy could be genius, guy. He could be genius.
What kind of accent is that?
That's the way the guy talked.
No.
Yes, it was. I've studied acting. I'm familiar with this accent. It's East.
Study barbershops. Start a Patreon to get you a haircut.
Anyway, they sent out an email. The assistant sent out an email saying, just so you guys know.
Dude, I can't take your fucking hair, man. Come on. Seriously.
Just so you know, when I got my flu shot in November, I was sick for 2 weeks. Sick for 2 weeks.
Wait.
Well, what the fuck are you sending me to get a flu shot for? Did you get a flu shot?
I've never had a flu shot in my life. I'm a fucking gentleman.
All right, take it easy. Why is that ungentleman?
This is Hard Feelings. This is my show, and I'll be fucking mad.
Flu shot? What are you talking about?
I've never had a flu shot in my life. What, you get the flu? You're sick for a couple of days? What are you, fucking pussy?
Could be bad.
Could be bad.
Get that swine flu.
No. And the fucking...
See what I did there?
Do you get your flu shot?
What? I can't have flu shots. That's
have you ever had
people.
One?
No. I don't even think I'm vaccinated.
You just an act out on the podcast. You're so unaware and how fat and dumb you
are.
Where
are the cameras in here, by the way? Is this live?
It was a great act out, though. It would have killed.
Thank you.
But you stink. All right, let's wrap it up here, everybody.
We're wrapping it up here.
Right? What are we at, Mike? Are we good?
49.
He's perfect. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into the... you want to do it, Kevin?
Yes, thank you very much for tuning into...
Hard Feelings.
The Hard Feelings Podcast with
your... The Hard Feelings. It's Hard Feelings. The show's called Hard Feelings.
Yeah, but it's The Hard Feelings Podcast. So thanks for tuning into Hard Feelings, the podcast, The Hard Feelings Podcast.
Okay.
The podcast of Hard Feelings with your host. You know him. You love him. Kevin James Ryan and my goofy fat sidekick, Tubby, tell him your name.
Fatty McFatson, everybody. FattyMcFatson.com.
Anything to plug? Anything you want to promote? Anything? What do you got?
Of course, if you're in the New York City area, the play Agnes is running off Broadway at the Lion Theater until February 11th. We do an 8 o'clock show on Thursday, 8 o'clock show on Friday, 8 o'clock show on Saturday, and a matinee on Sunday at 3 o'clock. If you want discounted tickets, you can email the Hard Feelings Podcast. We'll send you a promo.
And if you have any equations you want them to solve, email them. Email in any equations you need figured out at thehardfeelingspod@gmail.com. And like we said, listeners, share your stories about shit that, whatever, that bothers you, shit that you've taken personal. We forgot to read them this time because we got rolling too quick, too. We have more to read from
from
listeners.
So
yes,
we'll get to
awesome.
All the emails. We want to make that a big part of the podcast. We want to hear from you guys. I know we're two fucking idiots, but we really want to hear from you guys. We want to hear what's going on in your lives.
I think we can help some people here, Foley.
I think we can help some people here.
I've been through my fair share of experiences.
That's right. You've had a thing or two going on.
Couple ups and downs with you.
That's right.
Couple ins and outs with you know what.
That's right. We've had a rough time. Fucking kicked out of there, kicked out of here, knocked around, kicked down. I don't know the fuck. That's all I got.
Foley's dressed as like a homeless guy. Things are so bad.
That's right. We can help.
But thanks for tuning in, guys. Check out the OG Podcast Network. Check out all the shows on the network.
Yep, new network.
A lot of good shows. There's soccer podcasts, sports podcasts, food podcasts, fucking comedy podcasts, everything. Check it all out. It'll be
cool. Got the whole deal. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
See you. It's my show. Bye.
Holler at your boy. Good job.